Call the Economic Affairs Committee to order. This time I'll pass the gavel to Vice Chair Goodson to conduct the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Committee of Economic Affairs will be called to order. Karen, would you please call the roll, ma'am?
Chair Petronas?
Here.
Vice Chair Brockson?
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Vice Chair Goodson?
Here.
Goodson.
Representatives Brockson?
Here.
Cleland?
Here.
Cummings?
Here.
Danish?
Here.
Davis?
Here.
Fullwood?
Here.
Gibbons?
Here.
Hooper?
Here.
Oliva?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Pritchard?
Here.
Roshan?
Here.
Ray?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Trujillo?
Here.
And Williams. We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. I would like to ask everyone at this time to remember to turn off your electronic devices. And if anybody wishing to speak today, please fill out a form so that we can get you up front here. We're going to take up today, committee, PCB EAC 13-01 by Economic Affairs, International Driving Permits. Representative Davis, is he here? Oh, please, you're recognized to present your bill, sir. And we really don't have much time today. Keep it at a speedy course.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Nothing like when someone gets a little bit of power, it's what they do with it. Members of the committee, it's an honor to be before you today to address an issue that oftentimes when we pass legislation, we don't really understand how we could have some unintended consequences with it. And when we're trying to do what's right, you look back on it, and sometimes we need to tweak legislation. In this case, we need to repeal some legislation because it's, in effect, hurt our tourism industry, which we know is extremely important to our economy. So with that, this removes the international driving permit requirement for people that are driving in our state from different countries. And we want to make sure we send a clear message that our state is open for business. And if you would, I would appreciate your approval of this bill.
Are there any questions for Representative Davis? Any questions? Okay. Representative Hooper, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You look good with the gavel at your side, sir. Representative Davis, thank you and thank this committee for addressing this. In Pinellas County, in my district, we have a huge winter influx of Canadians, and I think everyone has contacted my office to express their displeasure, and I've tried to tell them that we're in the process. Is it my understanding, would you agree that we have notified all the law enforcement agencies, and I don't think this bill can take effect until July 1. Is that correct, or is it going to be upon passage?
The governor's going to sign it now. And the truth is this, Representative Hooper, Mr. Chairman, we realized pretty quick that this was a problem in our state, and we've asked law enforcement to understand the situation and what we're planning to do as a legislature. So the immediate problem in a practical sense has been taken care of, but clearly we need to rectify this in the legislature.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman, Representative.
Follow up? I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for paying attention.
Got Joe on one side and her on the other.
And you're still out of control. Representative Davis, thank you for that clarification, and thank you for helping get this through and to help our internet. This is not a question. I'm just going to make a comment. I know it's out of order. This is a good thing. The legislature sometimes doesn't do great things. This is a good thing, and this helps our economy. This is economic affairs, and anything we can do to get this economy and keep it going with our visitors is a good thing. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Williams, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is time to make a motion, move that we temporarily postpone this bill.
Motion.
Move to temporarily postpone this bill.
Be right back with you.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure you were working. Representative Petronas told me to do it, so I want to make sure you were working.
Thank you, sir, and thank you, Chairman, for any help.
You need to ask me what's wrong.
Yeah. If you please,
I was wrong. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, go ahead. Oh, Representative Lake. Ray, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Representative Davis, once again, I appreciate your good work on this. There is just one question without throwing complete caution to the wind. Do we know, is there any statistic on international drivers or that have been to the country that may have been involved in accidents? Is there anything that's out there that should be a cause for concern for us?
Yes, please. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Ray, I don't have those numbers with me. Let me refer to Mr. Montgomery from the department to see. Would you mind? I haven't heard of any major issues. And so with that, what I could do is run it down for you and make sure you have that information.
Okay, Representative Forward, please.
We'll just follow up. Thank you on that. I mean, again, it's just about, you know, making sure that if there is any sort of issue, if there's anything that we need to take a look at. But,
Mr. Chair, clearly the intent of this bill is to keep our citizens safe. There's nothing in this bill that's going to hurt the citizens, because we just passed this last year, and before that there was not a rash of problems with international drivers. So I don't think you're going to see a major change one way or the other, except we're just showing that the folks that are not from our state, that we like them here.
Any follow-up? Okay, Representative Fullwood, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question for Rep. Davis. Are you familiar with Section 3, Article 7 of the Geneva Convention on Road Traffic from 1949?
Mr. Goods?
You're recognized, sir. I've got to hear this one.
Actually, there are some concerns, committee, on making sure that we follow international treaties. And I want to make sure that unintentionally we don't want to do anything that the federal government should be dealing with. I actually do have that information right here, Representative Fullwood. I appreciate you bringing it up. And the most important thing here is tourism and making sure that we expand our economy. However, we are also following the guidelines of international treaties, and I want to make sure that we're in line with our state laws at the same time.
Follow up, sir. Thank you. Representative Bronson.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the event of an accident, do we have any availability of the database to make sure that there is financial responsibility for people that are visiting our states?
You're recognized, sir.
We would have the same availability as we would before we passed this legislation last year. There are some issues that I think that we'll look at in the future in the legislature regarding making sure we protect our citizens, make sure everybody's protected when you have international drivers on the roads. But right now, nothing's changing from what we had prior to last legislative session.
A follow-up, sir? Representative Williams, sir, you're recognized.
All right. Now that Representative Petronas got all of his hijinks out of the way through me, the real question here, what's the impact to Real ID, or with the implementation of Real ID, I know it doesn't have any play in that, but what impact would that have on it?
You're recognized, sir.
None.
And follow up?
Yes, you're recognized. Follow up.
And just, this is obviously new to me. I didn't realize we had such a provision. How long, and maybe you already stated this right before again, and how long do they have to be in the United States? Is it like they're here for more than 2 weeks, or is it, what is it? What's the length of stay?
The idea when we passed the legislation, which seems to make sense, like I said, we didn't understand the unintended consequences, was when you have international drivers with driver's licenses that are not in English, it's hard for law enforcement to figure out what's going on there. So that was the intent of passing the legislation, to make sure they carried with them a driver's permit that explained in English what they had when they were handing the officer their driver's license. Understanding that that has created serious havoc among the tourism industry, we had several people from Canada, for example, who have English driver's license, and they were required to get an international permit as well. It did not make a lot of sense, so hopefully you'll vote in favor of this repeal.
Follow up, sir.
This is an education question for me, Representative Davis. So in your scenario with the Canadians, they come to the States. Once they come to Florida, where do they check in? Where do they go get one of these from? Where would they get one of these, or do they get it prior to?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized. Go ahead.
They would be required to bring it with them when they come, because they land, they rent a car, they should have their international driver's permit with them at that time. And obviously, I think that that's something that we're trying to move away from in this bill.
Well, that's all right. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. And so if they don't have it, is there a way to get it once they're here? Where would they go? Say they landed in Orlando, they went to Orlando Airport, got ready to rent the car, they didn't have it. How do they?
You recognize, sir.
That's exactly the problem. I think in all practical sense, it's very difficult to tell somebody, no, you need to walk wherever you're going. When they get here, this is something where we have obviously international treaties that we're trying to deal with countries, and for us to have a piece of legislation that flies in the face of that, we need to fix. And so, practically speaking, and economically speaking, we need to repeal this bill.
Any other questions? Recognize, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairman, Committee. Very briefly, the Florida Chamber, like your phone, our phone was blowing up with phone calls of international visitors wondering what the heck was going on. We appreciate the recognition of the mea culpa, and maybe we were a little too hasty in doing this. We understand what was behind it, but we appreciate you wanting to fix it now, and our international visitors, thank you as well.
Thank you, ma'am. Are there any members wishing to debate this bill? You're recognized. Joe?
Representative, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry.
One more?
I'm sorry. All right, we don't have a card for you to fill one out. Okay, please, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Karen McFarland, I represent AAA, and on behalf of our 3 million members and all of our AAA Canadian Automobile Association, we want to really strongly support you for taking this up, Representative, and taking the lead. You talked about the unintended consequences. To answer your question, Representative Williams, the IDP can only be issued in your home country. So we, like others, have thousands of Canadians down here right now. AAA is the only people authorized to issue IDPs in the United States. So we've been contacted by our AAA offices, but we have to tell these people we can't help them because you have to get it in your home country. I wanted to say one thing about enforcement. I know the FHP took the lead and said they would defer enforcement. However, other agencies have not followed that lead. Just this past weekend, we received word that a tourist was stopped, a Canadian tourist in Sarasota. He didn't have an IDP, received a fine for $268, and was not allowed to leave until he paid that fine. So we appreciate your quick action on this, and we look forward to this bill being enacted as soon as possible. Thanks.
Any questions to the speaker? Any questions to the speaker? Ma'am, please, we have one question for you. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Danish.
Thank you, Chair. Because this bill is going to go into effect retroactively, will that person then be able to get their money back on that fine?
That would be a law enforcement question. We do not know. We know it wasn't the FHP, but we do not know who issued the ticket in Sarasota. We're trying to find out if it was what jurisdiction. We do know that Canadian AAA has told people who have gotten IDPs that they will be giving them a refund.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, is there anybody wishing to debate the bill? Okay, Mr. Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I strongly urge you to support this bill. I live in a coastal district down in South Florida, where in the very economy I live in, probably a third of it are Canadians, and I have gotten more phone calls and more emails from my district than almost any issue that has come up in the last number of years. So thank you for doing this very quickly. I sent out an email last night informing them that this bill was going to be before the committee today, and I was going to vote for it and urge my members to vote for it. So thank you very much for doing it very quickly.
Thank you, sir. Any other debate? Any other? Not seeing any. Representative Davis, you recognize the close.
I just want to say thank you to the chair for running such a good meeting and the committee. No body of politic is perfect, okay? And whenever we do have unintended consequences or even make mistakes, we need to make sure we own up to it and address it and make it right. And that's what we're doing today. I appreciate your positive vote.
Thank you, Representative. Karen, would you now call the roll, ma'am?
Representatives Broxson?
Yes.
Claylen?
Yes.
Cummings?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Oliva?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Pritchard?
Yes.
Washine?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Trujillo?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Petronas?
Yes.
And by your vote, PCB EAC 13-01 will be shown favorably. Now, we're not going to close out the meeting quite yet. I have a few announcements to make. I would like for Corey Warner and Dylan Leone to stand up. Where are you at, Corey? Come up front here. Come all the way around out here so we can see you. Now, gentlemen, right down front here. Which one's Dylan? Dylan. Dylan here is from Tallahassee. I guess Representative Williams, your messenger? Oh, wow. And then Corey, sir, you're from Longwood, and your representative is? Yes, Cleveland. Yes, Representative Cleveland. So you gentlemen having fun yet? Be patient. It'll get worse, okay?
Now, I'd like to turn the gavel back over to our chairman because he has a
Thank you. Thank you, Vice Chair, and ran a good meeting. I just wanted to thank, I've got MK working with us this week. And anyway, she's an intern, and I just want to encourage y'all all, when you have an opportunity to bring these young, aspiring professionals into the process, please do, and thank you for being with us today. And with that, any other members from the audience wishing to speak? Okay. Representative Hooper moves to rise.
John, I'm sorry.